My name is Jessica Castro. Today's date is March 8th, 2021. Today we will discuss the experiences of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today we are here in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm interviewing Maricruz Ramirez. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. When were you born?
I was born in June 17, 2002.
And where are you originally from?
I am from San Antonio, Texas.
What was that?
San Antonio, Texas.
What is or was your occupation?
I am currently a student in Texas A&M University at College Station.
When and how did you hear about the first virus?
I heard it when I was in high school, my senior year, and it was spring break. I heard about it because the school mentioned it, and they extended our spring break for about like 2 weeks. And at first we had to like obviously wear our mask and like stay at home, just kind of like prepare out of nowhere. And it was all of a sudden, which was not a lot of people were prepared. They went to the stores and like panicked, and it was a lot. But we're here now, and we kind of manage it. Like, we already know what we're doing, but we still are trying to take care of each other and ourselves.
Yeah, like you mean like we kind of got used to it.
Yes.
Over the past year.
In a way,
yeah. Can you explain how the virus affected you, your family, or your friends?
So it affected me personally because quarantine at first was really difficult. I kind of went into a cycle and like a routine, which was not really healthy because I guess my mental health really was influenced by it. Also, like the transition from high school to college was, during the pandemic, was a lot of like new information, and just the transition to online classes was difficult. And I was also able to, like, I guess be in touch with my family, but it was not, it was just like my close family members. I couldn't go out and travel to visit my other family members out of the city. And my friends, I guess we didn't have enough, like, we couldn't go out and like do a lot of stuff. Especially like when it first started, like our spring break, we couldn't enjoy it.
Can you explain how COVID-19 affected your daily or weekly routine?
I already mentioned this. It was just like a cycle, and it was just getting boring, or it was just not enthusiastic as much, because we couldn't go out. But overall, I think that it was just a depressing state, I guess.
But, did you spend time with your family a lot during that time?
Yes. And my family can be toxic at times, so that's maybe why. But I guess I was able to learn from it. And I guess get to know myself a little bit more as well.
Did you do your own shopping?
I did a lot of online shopping since we could not go out. So I guess that. But in terms of like family shopping and groceries, we had to just stock up, and one family member could only go. But overall, I think our shopping did reduce, since we couldn't go out a lot and shop at the mall or like different stores, but we could still do online shopping, which wasn't bad.
Mm-hmm. do you know anyone who has been affected with the virus?
I do know somebody, but I'm not closely related to them. But they just told me their experience and how they had to quarantine here in college. It was difficult for them, so that's why I'm trying to protect myself and others around me, because I do not want to experience that.
How has adapting to the virus affected your schoolwork responsibilities?
Honestly, being in college during the pandemic, I did not know it was going to be like this, like my first year, because I usually see in movies or other stuff like, oh, you can go out with your friends all the time, but still like study and do homework. And I still kind of do that, but I just stay within my own little group of friends so that I don't expose people and expose myself as well. But in terms of schoolwork, I'm not too concerned about it being online. I focus better online, but I still want to experience that in person experience. Like, I do have 2 classes in person, but it's not the same. We still have to be 6 feet apart. It's really difficult to communicate closely with others, but we are doing our best we can.
Okay. When you were hit with the February's winter storm, did you think about the virus?
In terms of being at home, no, because we were obviously stuck at home. Like, me and my roommates would stay here. We would not go out. So we didn't really wear our masks because we're always around each other. Mm-hmm. But when we did go out and wanted to see the snow, we obviously did wear our masks. We were also 6 feet apart from people. But, yeah.
What would you like to tell future generations about the pandemic?
I think I would tell them it was a really unexpected turn. Like, nobody was prepared. It took a toll on all of us, academically, socially, economically. And it was just a great experience, not a great experience, but like, it's cool seeing what other people in the, like, back then experienced with the plague or whatever, or the flu. Mm-hmm. But it still was not a great experience. We are learning from it, but it is not easy.
True. Okay, bye.
Bye, thank you.